This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. All of the features there are free. When you go to FreeTalkLive.com, you'll be presented with a variety of news stories or blog posts, maybe YouTube videos, different links to different places online, interesting stories that our listeners like you, have submitted right there to the front page of the site. And then you can vote up or vote down what you like or dislike. It's a Reddit-based system, so you do need to have a free Reddit account. You also need a free Talk Live account. There's a quick linkage that you can perform to make it all work together, and it works pretty well, and it's free. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Secession has been a big topic of discussion over the last week here on Free Talk Live and also internationally. Searches for Scotland were very big on Google Trends last week. Secession, I'm not sure where that search was, but certainly a lot of people were interested in what was happening over in Scotland. We covered that story in great detail here on Free Talk Live, and ultimately it didn't end up panning out, unfortunately, but some people are saying that it might have had something to do with voter fraud, not necessarily on the part of the voters, but on the part of the people counting the votes, perhaps. There's a story over at Infowars.com where the head of Russia's election observation body has accused the British government in Westminster of rigging the Scottish independence vote.
Uh-oh.
Asserting there were more yes votes.
There's a conspiracy theory afoot.
Then no votes, despite the no campaign claiming victory. Following a political battle that captured global attention, the Better Together campaign beat off their pro-independence adversaries in securing a 55-45% success after yesterday's voting, meaning that Scotland stays a part of the United Kingdom. However, in a move undoubtedly tied to Moscow's increasing hostilities with the British government, which vehemently backed the No campaign, the head of one of the country's top election observer groups controversially claimed today that the vote was fixed. Speaking to RIA Novosti, George Fyodorov, the head of the Kremlin-aligned Association for the Protection of Electoral Rights, stated that, quote, according to what our observers at the polling offices tell us, there were more yes votes during the vote count. He went further, remarking, Scotland found itself under immense pressure. Those on the UK side campaigning for a no vote resorted to every violation imaginable. And this wasn't the only individual who suggested that there were some shifty things going on at the vote counting situation.
More than one person has alleged a conspiracy theory.
His sentiments were echoed by Igor Morozov, a member of the Council of the Federation Committee for Foreign Affairs, although Morozov stopped short of claiming the entire referendum was rigged. Quote, we can see that with the exception of Glasgow, those supporting independence failed to register a majority. I think that Westminster propaganda played a great part in that. I suppose it's down to information put out in recent weeks from the party leaders. Thanks to that, the Scots arrived at the results that they have. Fyodorov did not specify precisely what violations occurred, although, as reported earlier, some yes supporters have drawn attention to sporadic examples which appear to show yes votes being miscounted and added to the no tally, although such allegations remain unproven. Now, it wouldn't be a surprise to find out that the people in charge of the system have an interest in keeping that system together and therefore engaged in some sort of fraudulent activities.
The three major parties in Scotland backed this election and wanted to have this election. Now, so therefore what we're alleging here is that they wanted to have the election and wanted to bring the election about so that they could then scuttle it. I'm getting more skeptical of this. I don't know, but I mean, you know, like, we're going to have to go a little further than some people saying,
Well, okay, and I have to tell you, I didn't look at there was a video that someone had posted to Facebook today, also alleging that they had evidence of the voter fraud. I didn't take the time to look at that.
Oh, I believe that there's probably some of the elections weren't handled properly, like ballots weren't handled properly, because that happens all the time.
Right. Yeah, we see evidence of voter fraud here in the United States. We've seen that.
But the fact that ballots aren't handled properly doesn't mean that there is fraud. Fraud, you know, like handling the ballots properly is one thing. Fraud is a different thing. Mm-hmm. You can accidentally not tape the ballot box shut properly, but if you count it and it's still legit, it's still legit. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of things about this election that made me go, Like, one of the things was the Westminster politicians promising a day before the election that the Scotland politicians could have power over taxation and healthcare and a couple other important things.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, baby, don't leave.
Yeah.
We'll give you everything you want.
In fact, when we were looking on Friday, we had a breakdown of like an exit poll of folks in Scotland and, you know, who voted for what. That was where we found out that young people, very young people, 16 and 17 year olds voting, 70 something percent of them voted to leave.
Yeah.
So it was in that breakdown.
Just so happens a bunch of the old people are on the dole.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so what happened in the breakdown was the reasons were some, there was like a question about, well, what were the reasons why you decided to vote no? What were the reasons why you decided to vote yes? That kind of thing. And in the list of reasons as to why people voted no, that is to stay with the United Kingdom, one of them, about 25% of those respondents, their answer was that, well, we were under the impression that we would go ahead and get more independence anyway if we stayed in the Union. Is mm-hmm. basically what you were saying there.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was one of the promises made, even though nothing was ever, you know, written down in
right.
stone or anything
like
that.
Like, we're a bunch of suckers who believe an abuser, and we'll stay with any abusive relationship if they promise to act better next time.
Would you mm-hmm. like independence, Scotland? Or will you take the mystery gift behind door number two? I mean, it's fascinating.
Yes.
But yes, I truly do believe that's what happened. I don't know about these allegations of fraud. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not, but this is really the difficulty with the democratic process from the get-go is the loser tends to say one of two things. Well, often they say the right thing, which is, well, we've lost this time. We'll try to bring this back up when it's relevant again mm-hmm. and do it all again. But often they'll say recount or they'll say fraud. And, I'm sick of hearing those things. Tell you what, if you couldn't handle fraud from the get-go, you folks that allege fraud every time, then maybe you deserve to lose. Maybe you've got a system that you're allied against. The fact is, if they are counting your votes and they have been counting your votes for decades and you haven't done anything about it, you deserve what you get. And I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. You're talking about people that rule by force. And the only way to get out from under people that rule by force historically has been force. And I don't think that that's a good solution. But, I mean, you're going to have to bring this up. Political solutions take time to implement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first election generally anytime. And
that's true. That's true.
And you've got to bring these things out.
I don't know how long it's going to be before we see this question again. I don't know if there's like a minimum amount of time before it can come back or if it can just come back next year or in a couple of years in Scotland. But I hope they keep bringing this thing back so they can build some momentum and then, you know, maybe swing things in the right direction. But, you know, there's plenty of examples of fraudulent things going on with elections in the United States. It's not a stretch to believe that the people in power would want to protect that power and are willing to break all kinds of laws and rules in order to do that. I mean, certainly we've seen with the electronic voting systems in the U.S. that they're easily manipulable, back doors were programmed into them, they're hackable. So, we know there's problems there, and certainly there have been evidence of miscounted votes, votes that have been mistreated in that, I think it was in New Hampshire a while back where you mentioned, Mark, somebody didn't seal a box correctly.
Yeah.
There was something like that happened here where, you know, there's like some sort of official tape that's supposed to be put on the boxes of the ballots, and then the ballots are supposed to be shipped to a certain location where the tape is supposed to be removed, but it had been tampered with, and nobody knows who did the tampering, and, you know, so who knows what's going on with that stuff. But it seems very shifty to me. And ultimately, if we want to be free, voting probably isn't going to bring us that freedom. If the 45% of people in Scotland who voted for freedom, or voted at least for independence, not necessarily for freedom, but voted for independence, if they just decided to declare their independence and say, well, we're just not going to send money to the UK anymore, we're independent now, then that would be all that would be needed, would be some, well, courage. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the police have themselves a problem with domestic abuse, worse than the NFL. The NFL's been the, you know, the discussion of all kinds of news media and opinion pieces recently, but who's talking about the police problem with domestic abuse? Well, we'll be talking about that coming up. Mark has that story. Derek J. is with us here tonight from DerekJ.me. And he'll be telling us about a government school teacher who is committing civil disobedience.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're a fan of the civil disobedience, as am I, Derek J., so we'll find out more about that. Opening up the show here tonight with an update on secession. It's a topic that, in my opinion, needs to be discussed. In fact, I just posted an article over at freekeen.com, which is essentially a reprint linking over to Jason Sorens' piece, which appeared today in the Washington Post, a fairly large publication. Jason Sorens, for those who don't know, is the founder of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is the reason why the three of us are here in the studio together tonight. We're all three of us movers for the Free State Project. Derek J., how would you describe the Free State Project?
I would say that the Free State Project is an idea that 20,000 liberty-loving individuals move together to the same geographic location to get active for liberty in our lifetime.
Yeah, and there are already over 1,600 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. New Hampshire was the chosen state. People have been moving for the last several years, but we're all what's called early movers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get to that 20,000 number of 20,000 people who've pledged to make that same move. That number is now at over 16,000. So we're over 80% of the way to the goal of reaching 20,000. Once 20,000 is reached, there's a five-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire. So we've already, even with just that 1,600 that are already on the ground here as early movers, we've had a major impact. Many of the people who are supporters of the state, people who love the government, they're very upset that we're here. There's one lady who is a state representative, Cynthia Chase, who infamously said that free staters are the single greatest threat to the state. And I take that as a huge badge of honor because I think it's true.
You've done everything but tattoo it on your chest.
Libertarians around the country are not a threat to much of anything. They, you know, they can't win an election to save their life. Most libertarian campaigns don't do more than 2 or 3%. And here in New Hampshire, we've got liberty-minded people, people who might self-describe as libertarian or anarchist or voluntarist. These people are winning election here, let alone all the wonderful civil disobedience, Derek, that you have performed and myself and others. The outreach projects that are going on here are just varied and numerous and wonderful. There's just so much happening. It's so exciting. Anyway, Jason Sorens, he's the founder of the Free State Project, and he wrote a piece for the Washington Post called "Where Scotland Failed, Could New Hampshire Succeed?" And I want to get into that here, but Dallas is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Dallas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the opportunity for a couple minutes, and good evening.
I wanted to
bring some attention to a man named Marvin Lewis Guy in Killeen, Texas, who is facing capital murder charges and attempted capital murder charges for defending his home and property against what he believed to be an unlawful intruder. And this intruder turned out to be a veteran SWAT officer serving a no-knock raid warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this guy in jail on $3.5 million bond. And there were absolutely no narcotics found. There was a little bit of paraphernalia, but, I mean, these guys were operating on tips from informants. I mean, we all know the history with this. They rarely check the information. I mean, it's a sad situation.
They get a phone call or an anonymous letter or email saying there's drugs in a house somewhere, and, hey, boys, suit up. It's time to go kick in some doors and smash some heads, shoot some babies. Whatever. Shoot some dogs.
Even the gamers now are using it to, I mean, there's reports recently of these guys using SWAT teams to, you know, essentially put out a death by police hit on, you know, these people.
It's happening.
It's crazy.
It's called SWATting.
Yeah. We have a Facebook page, Marvin Lewis Guy, and we have a GoFundMe page. And
Just to be clear, it's Marvin Lewis, L-E-W or L-O-U?
No. L-O-U-I-S-G-U-Y, Marvin
gotcha.
Lewis Guy.
And thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dallas, for the heads up on that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, Marvin, of course, is not the only person who's been in a situation like that, where you've got police coming into someone's home, and who knows what time in the middle of the night. It seems, for all indicators, that you're having your house raided by criminals, because that's what you're going to think when you've got somebody banging in your front door at 3 in the morning and you're just barely waking up and you've got no idea what's going on there.
Especially if you don't live in the greatest neighborhood in the world either, right?
Yeah. And so the most classic example of this has to be the 92-year-old woman who was shot to death by the police in her home in Atlanta, Georgia, several years ago. And I forget her name. I think it was Catherine, but I don't recall exactly. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute. This is not unusual for Texas. And I know in Illinois that it's the law that people have the right to defend their home, even against police who are...
Is that Illinois or was that Indiana?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Got confused with the eyes, but it's Indiana. And then I did a quick Google search because this sounded too familiar to me. I was like, this is Texas. I'm surprised they don't have the same right of self-defense of their home. And it turns out, yes, they do. It turns out Adrian Perryman was found not guilty on all four counts of aggravated assault on a police officer in Texas just earlier this year.
Wow.
So hopefully
so
that
hope
sort of
for
precedent. Yeah, so hopefully there's some precedent that says, you know, you have a right to defend your home, and at least that gives him some hope with the jury.
Well, you know, let's look at some reality here. Perryman's a white guy, and this Marvin Lewis fella is not.
Okay,
and
that's a fact.
I don't know how that's going to go for them. Mm-hmm. For him, I hope the best. I think he's just somebody who is protecting his home.
Absolutely. Toll-free number here tonight is 855.
Do I think there's institutional racism in this country? I don't know. I think that we can
I think there's racists who are cops.
But
does that mean it's institutional racism?
I think there's racists on juries, too.
Yeah,
but I think that
juries.
People tend to be predisposed to think of black people, especially black men, as criminals, and less predisposed to think of anybody else that way.
I think that's sick. If that's true, that there's a problem there. And, of course, none of this would be happening if it weren't for the insane war on drugs, which obviously needs to be ended as soon as humanly possible. And, unfortunately, that's not going to be happening in Texas anytime soon. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hey, by the way, you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin? Bitcoin, the price is right now. I mean, it's definitely come down over the last couple of months, and you might be thinking about making a purchase. Well, you can do that through expresscoin.com. Bitcoin, of course, decentralized currency, not issued by any government or any bank, and it actually puts the power of money in the hands of us, the people, which is very exciting. That means that there's a lot that can be done with Bitcoin. If you've been thinking about it, go to expresscoin.com. It's so easy to get started with an account there, and they really care about customer service. Plus, you can also get Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It's also now available in Canada. You can pay for it with money order, check, wire transfer, and even cash deposit. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no fee. So again, code FTL at expresscoin.com. That's expresscoin.com. We'll come back with more secession, more police abuse, or whatever you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of these airwaves. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 and join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And I mentioned ProXPN as our phone sponsor. They're a global virtual private network. What's that mean? Well, they encrypt your data, private, so it's obscured from the view of your internet service provider, who normally knows everything you're doing online. They are likely logging all the websites that you visit, they being your ISP, and probably logging all the search terms that you enter, in some cases keeping that information for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users' setup's a little different, but you can get ProXPN working there, and it's actually pretty simple with Linux as well. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. And when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent with ProXPN's premium account and access regionally blocked websites. It's incredible privacy protection at an amazing price. Normally, their price is great, but when you use our discount code, you'll get an even better deal. In fact, you get 50% off of the price of their annual account by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. Or save even more by using the Bitcoin discount code. It's FTLBTC. If you pay with Bitcoin for your annual account, you'll save 62% off. So the 50% off gets you down to about $5 a month. You'll save even more with a Bitcoin deal. So again, codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. The website is proxpn.com/FTL. You get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. And by the way, it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So we've been talking about secession over the last week. I would say secession's sort of been the majority topic here on Free Talk Live. It's hot with the Scottish secession scene. And will this, what happened in Scotland, help amp up some local secession activities and goings on? I sure hope so. I sure hope that we'll see more of a discussion happening within the United States. Hopefully more radio shows and television shows are talking about it. Hopefully more people are talking about it at the workplace and around the dinner table. And if you're not talking about it, if you like the idea of secession and or declaring independence, whatever you prefer to term it, then are you talking about it? And if not, why not? Because you should be. If you want this to be real, you've got to make it real by talking it into reality. Because it's not going to happen by you sitting silently at the dinner table.
No, it takes some imagination. You have to, like, imagine what the world could be like, or, hey, what would it be like, honey, if we didn't send 50% of our income over to Washington, D.C. and let those bureaucrats and politicians spend it away?
And that's
what would that be like?
That's a great question to ask to get people's imagination going on this and get people really thinking about this. Because, as Mark pointed out, I think it was early last week, when you're having conversations with people about the ideas of freedom, it's good to ask questions. That way people can come to their own conclusions on their own. It feels like they own the idea. It feels like it's an original idea for them, rather than just sort of puking on them about how important secession is and why we have to do it. Well, why would you see secession as beneficial? Or would you see secession as beneficial? What would be some of the benefits to you of not having to pay federal income tax, of not having to, for instance, support war? And of course, it helps to know your audience, right? So if you're talking to somebody who you already know is anti-war, then that's a great subject to cover on a discussion about secession, because that would get you out of having to feel obligated to pay for killing people around the world.
Unless they believe that secession involves war.
That's true, which is why saying declaring independence might be a way around that.
Yeah,
it would be difficult. Like, I don't know why in the United States people immediately think of secession and couple it with what happened in South Carolina in 1860, whatever.
I think because there's been an effort to propagandize the public and to believe stuff like that. It's in the history books that I read.
Right. But, I mean, you know, you look at, there's been secession movements all across the globe, and these have been important. Looking at Scotland. Who got shot in Scotland? Was somebody going to get shot?
No.
Was London going to send troops to Glasgow and kill a bunch of people? I mean, for God's sakes, we're talking about secession here, not slavery.
Mm.
But this seems to be all wrapped together for people.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I mean, I know that's one of the most common objections to the idea of secession here in the United States is, oh, well, that was decided back in the 1800s. We can't do that. They'll kill us.
Well, it is one of the things that people relate to an abusive partner. Like, if you try and leave, they might beat you.
They might come after you. Right?
Wisely.
So I understand. But I wonder if that's what the people who were supporting secession in Scotland, were they dealing with that objection there? Did people there worry that the UK was going to send in troops?
I never heard that.
One thing I heard was oftentimes from the Democrat side, the liberal side, you'd hear the derailing of the conversation by saying, you know, a lot of these states that want to secede, they actually are tax negative with the federal government. They receive more money from income taxes than they lose. And okay, what does that have to do with the conversation? So does that mean if they were tax positive that they would be their secession would then be relevant? Because it's irrelevant because the people that want to secede may receive benefits, I'm using quotation marks, from the government. I don't really know what point you're trying to make. Are you saying they're shooting themselves in the foot? Fine. It's not like it's your money they're taking, because likely you're not paying income tax anyway, because the vast majority of a good percentage of Americans don't.
Another good reason to secede might be that the police would be less militarized, considering that the federal government is sending military equipment to police departments, and now apparently police departments of schools. There's another article, I mentioned this last week, we didn't get into the details, but there are now, you know, that very same military program that sends the MRAPs and the various different military equipment out, now they're sending them to school police as well, which is very scary. So I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to get away from the feds. And Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, recently wrote at the Washington Post, actually it was published this morning, on Thursday, a majority of Scots voted against independence from the United Kingdom. Their desire for self-determination, though, is easy to understand. The same impulse motivates present-day demands for federalism and state autonomy in the United States. Over the past decade, for instance, the Free State Project has been drawing libertarians to the relatively libertarian-friendly state of New Hampshire to pursue smaller government. Could New Hampshire or another state, and he cites that one in four Americans would like their state to secede, according to a poll conducted last week, which we talked about here on the show. He says, could a New Hampshire or another state ever hold its own vote on independence? From the perspective of the libertarians, there are good reasons for frustration with the federal government. The United States is a very large country, and as Francis Fukuyama noted in America in Decay, a recent essay for Foreign Affairs magazine, the nation's massive size and clunky institutions have made the country less and less governable. Bureaucratic kludge continues to grow. The number of pages in the Federal Register, one indicator of regulatory burden, had grown to over 80,000 in 2013. Hey, what page are you guys on? You guys are working through that, right?
I'm not going to read that crap.
No? No.
I have no obligation to read their silly little rules.
The cop who was actually testifying against me in the trial I was on last week, which we haven't really talked about at all on Free Talk Live yet. I haven't gotten around to posting the video. But afterwards, and I think this may have been captured on the video, like right after the trial, he says something to me about how I should read all of the New Hampshire RSAs, the New Hampshire statutes. And I said, come on. Not even you have read all of the New Hampshire RSAs, have you? And he admitted that he hadn't done that.
Fire that man. For God's sake, a police officer that tells you that you should read the RSAs that hasn't read the RSAs, I mean, like, the least thing that should happen to him is that he should get his pink slip in the mail tomorrow. I mean, what kind of advice is this?
It was pretty ridiculous.
You know what? You should read the laws if you're not going to follow them, is what he's going to say.
Yeah.
You know, I do what I'm told because I'm a lockstep, authoritarian. Good Lord.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. By the way, no verdict in that case yet. I'm still waiting to find out whether or not the judge is considering me guilty. It was two charges of basically identity fraud. Those were sort of it's not the exact name of the charge. Like unsworn falsifications was one of them, and prohibitions was another one. I'm facing 2 years in jail. So we'll find out what happens hopefully sooner rather than later. I'd really rather get the verdict tomorrow rather than have to wait another few weeks to figure it out. More coming up here in moments. We'll tell you more about secession. Could New Hampshire do it next?
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then just get your shopping taken care of through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. There's a few different links there for different companies, but the big ones at Amazon, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the Amazon that's right for you. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to, the same huge selection, the great deals, the free Super Saver shipping, the reviews, all of that. You're just entering through our affiliate link so we get a cut over at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about secession. Who's next? Scotland didn't pull it off. It was close, 55 to 45.
They just want you to believe it was close.
55% voting to stay with the United Kingdom, the remainder voting to leave, with younger people, people under the age of 55, being more likely to vote to leave rather than stay. People over the age of 55 voting majority, to an affirm majority, and in fact over 65, a solid, almost a supermajority voting to stay. So elderly folks far more likely to stick with the status quo.
So I was at the Republican State Convention voted on the state platform for the Republican Party over the weekend. It was fine. So
I heard it was pretty gross at some points.
Yeah, there wasn't. I didn't think it went particularly well, other than we got to hear some, you know, numbers about who's where and that kind of thing as far as their position on issues.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I felt like on a couple of issues, one removing marriages between one man and one woman from the state platform, and consider that in New Hampshire, the status quo is currently that gays can marry if they want. So if your argument right. is that the gay marriage grows the government, not in New Hampshire it doesn't. because the government has already grown to that size. So your suggestion that we disallow gays from marrying into the future might be an argument to shrink the government because fewer people will get the license, but it would also be the argument that we don't let black people make the decision to marry
too. Wouldn't shrink the government. They're not going to fire employees at the Department of Marriage licenses.
That's the only argument I've ever heard that anyone's made that's of any validity
at all. It's ridiculous. I mean, anybody that knows anything about bureaucrats and how entrenched they are in their jobs, if all of a sudden the amount of, I don't know what the percentage is as far as marriage licenses coming into the bureaucrats, as far as how many of them are gay licenses versus straight licenses, but I don't imagine it's more than 50%, if not 30% or 20%.
Lower.
But it's not going to be a huge burden, so it's not like they're going to have to lay people off if they all of a sudden get rid of gay marriage. But you were saying that the proposal was to what?
To remove marriage between one man and one woman from the platform. And then something that they also said about Sharia law.
So the proposal was to remove the statement about what marriage is from the Republican platform?
No, it was not. It was to change it to something that did not include marriages between one man and one woman. Like we cherish marriage and that kind of thing. So language that would make a Republican that loves families feel a little bit better.
But take out the language about the one man, one woman thing.
Right.
And that did not pass.
It did not pass by a 33-66 margin.
Wow.
And another bill,
that was over 100 votes. I think this is worth correcting here because for a while on Free Talk Live.
I actually corrected it last night, but if you'd like to go over it again, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't here for that. But but Mark had been saying that it was only like a 20-something vote margin last
votes.
Time. You were saying it was like 20-something votes last time at this Republican convention thing here in New Hampshire, and it made it sound like the Free Staters and the Liberty people were like within 20-something votes of taking over the Republican Party, because who the hell would think the Republicans are going to remove, this statement from their platform anywhere? And so it made me think, wow, we're almost on this. Turns out the vote was actually the 27 votes that you were talking about was actually the vote to vote on the issue last time.
To not table the issue. So it was tabled, so it was a vote to vote, not a vote.
So and I guess there was some progress in that this time the vote was actually taken rather than tabled?
That's correct. However, I would like to point out that I saw Free Staters vote opposite of the way I voted on this one. Let's point out that different people have different views on this. So,
but I don't understand. Shouldn't they be freedom views?
Well, they might be. Their statement might be that they don't cherish marriage.
Okay.
It's none of my business whether people want to be in a relationship or not.
Yeah, I get it.
The point that needs to be made here is that you weren't as close to taking over the Republican Party as
I don't know that that's necessarily true. You want to make this point as, like, you're itching to make this point so badly, but I would like to point out, I ran as a Democrat the last time.
Got 4%.
Congratulations. The bill.
That's better than the Libertarian got in the general election for governor.
A president, this was a primary, and you ran as a Democrat.
That's right.
You keep on just getting in the way, and I can't even make my point. Okay, so there was a bill up to demilitarize the police, to take away these mine-resistant vehicles, these Bearcats, and these kind of things. The Republicans voted for that bill 75% to 25%.
Whoa.
The Democrats voted against it 75% to 25% because we got police unions to protect.
Whoa.
So now please go ahead and tell me how the Republican Party is anti-freedom in New Hampshire.
I didn't say that. I said that the way you'd been making it sound on this show was that the Libertarians were within 20-something votes of taking over the Republican Party. You're more like within about 100-some votes, because that was the difference on that.
I don't know.
Gay marriage vote.
I don't know that that's the answer, because I think that this issue might be different than I view it.
Maybe.
When I
viewed
it previously.
But my point is, you need more people. You need more activists.
Always.
We need more people here in New Hampshire. It's not as close as you had made it sound. It's a little bit wider. But that gap can close, because again, the Free State Project hasn't actually begun the official move yet. So already, I mean, what would be your estimate, Mark, just considering that you know Free Staters sort of by sight in some cases, but not all? I mean, we don't know all the 1,600 people that are here. What's your guess, your ballpark, at how many of the 400 some people in this meeting? How many of the 400 would you say are known Liberty people?
50.
Okay.
Hmm.
So there's some growth that can definitely occur here. But it's not hard to get into these seats, right? Like, all you have to do is basically throw your hat into an election or something.
I've got to be the most hated person in my town. I still win every time. Yeah, I'm suing the town, and I'm winning, and I won.
Yeah, 50 sounds like a lot to me out of 412 seats out of the whole state for the Republicans. Yeah, that is a decent percentage.
So it's doable. It's definitely doable, and a lot of the folks, from what I understand, I was not there. I couldn't be, but from what I heard from people who were there, there was a bunch of bigoted old jerks who were attending this convention.
That's really the point I wanted to make on that, is that consider that, you know, the majority of people that voted against this particular issue were over the age of 75. And they will likely be dead inside of a decade or two.
Mm-hmm.
Are they paving the way for the better world that people might have? I mean, what are they thinking here? Are they, what, I mean, because I don't feel.
They're being conservative. They're conserving.
Right. Yep. I feel like you are holding the party back. Hey, here's a little surprise for every Republican that's listening, like Republicans like me that's listening. Gay marriage is going to be the reality in your state in a short period of time. If you stand against it and you try hard to prevent it, all you're doing is keeping young people who believe that this is a right out of your party. You and I can debate on rights all you want. But if you want the Republican Party to be relevant to, you know, young people, I'm not talking about gay people, you're throwing away a whole generation of voters, and you can't afford it because you're 90.
Yeah, I mean, this is a reality. In fact, we've had Conan on the show as a guest host occasionally. He's the host of Black Sheep Rising here in Keene. He's an activist. He's a Free State Project early mover. He ran as a state rep candidate, I believe as a Democrat here in Keene, because you have to run as a Democrat if you want to run in Keene, New Hampshire. But he was running as a Democrat, and he got third place in a vote in the primary, so he got knocked out in the primary. But he was against a couple of older guys, one of them in his 80s. And this guy in his 80s, you know, to his credit, is actually still going door to door. He showed up at Conan's door.
Wow.
And was not...
Oh.
He's this old guy who's been doing politics in this area forever, and he's got name recognition.
He says he didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left him.
He's a total lefty.
He wants a 90% income tax bracket.
Anyway, my point being, the guy deserves a lot of credit for being 80 years old.
Yeah.
Door to door.
Oh,
it's incredible. And he
doesn't
need to.
Sense.
He doesn't need to at all.
He's gonna win.
He's got all kinds of name recognition. All he has to do is put his name on the ballot. He'll win. But what I was talking with Conan about was, look, you know, the fact is, we're going to be here longer than these guys. I mean, these older guys are going to pass away at some point, and if Conan keeps running every 2 years, he's going to be building name recognition every 2 years here in New Hampshire, and then, you know, eventually this guy, this older guy is going to go away.
I'd say God bless him, but he's an atheist.
Conan?
Tim Roberts.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Conan might be too. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm just saying I don't know how to address that.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So this is a long game. This is a long road that we're on here. You should join us. Go to freestateproject.org. Check that out. We'll talk more about, could New Hampshire be the next to secede? Or maybe your state, Texas, Vermont? Do you have a secession movement where you live? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.